Toward the end of Beethoven's life, he began to break away from the traditional forms of classical music that he himself helped to develop. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that Beethoven's profound last works, especially his chamber music and piano sonatas, are also among the strangest pieces of music ever written. Lord has a review of a recent recording of Beethoven's last five sonatas by pianist Andrew Rangel that he says really comes to grips with both Beethoven's profundity and his strangeness.
I think genius by definition implies not only greatness but eccentricity, the need to fly out from what has become established as the center. Beethoven was a genius in just this way, and pianist Andrew Rangel is a genius in the same way. For the past few years, he's been performing the complete cycle of 32 Beethoven piano sonatas. He's just recorded the last five, and they hardly ever sound the way you expect them to. Parts are almost unrecognizable, shocking. They're full of dazzling off-center balances, continual surprises in pacing, rhythm, and tone. Rangel sounds as if Beethoven were improvising. We don't hear calculated formal structures, but changing emotions, evolving, unfolding with a new kind of inevitability. Rangel isn't just willful. He has a carefully thought-out view of Beethoven and his piano sonatas in particular. Beethoven himself described his earlier Moonlight Sonata as quasi-fantasia, like a fantasy. Beethoven himself never mentioned anything about moonlight. Rangel suggests that all these late works seem more like fantasies than traditional sonatas. In his liner notes, he writes that in a lifetime of endowing the unpredictable and even the fantastic with an inner logic truer than the at-hand variety, Beethoven in the last sonatas surely approached his own ideals of formal mastery, of unfettered expression, and of genuine fantasy. And the kind of freedom that Rangel permits himself gives these Beethoven sonatas a rare emotional directness. Under Rangel's fingertips, form seems to become feeling. He can sustain some extremely slow tempos in the slow movements because each moment is a revelation. Rangel calls it Beethoven's slow unburdening. Everything leads somewhere, and the effect is cumulative. Listening to the sonatas in order, I was struck by how much each one sounded as if it were part of a larger, devastating whole. I think that's just what Rangel, and maybe Beethoven himself, had in mind.
Music critic Lloyd Schwartz. I'm Terry Gross.